Welcome again to Thought for the Day. Today we're in the second half of Joshua chapter 17, and I've chosen to read verses 12 and 13. Let's come to God in prayer before we come to those verses. Our loving, gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day. We thank you for all the blessings of this life, and we thank you for your holy word, and pray now, Lord, for your Holy Spirit to open our eyes to behold the wonderful things of your law. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. So Joshua chapter 17, verses 12 and 13. Yet the Manassites were not able to occupy these towns, for the Canaanites were determined to live in that region. However, when the Israelites grew stronger, they subjected the Canaanites to forced labour, but did not drive them out completely. Well, the lesson of these verses in Joshua chapter 17 is about the need for complete obedience and perseverance in our Christian lives. You see, what's happening here is that the descendants of Joseph, that's the tribes of Ephraim and Manasseh, had begun well. They'd made the initial conquest of the land, but now they've run out of steam. They've lost the vision of complete obedience to God. Why? Simply because day-to-day life had become difficult. The Canaanites, the former inhabitants, wouldn't give up the fight. And so in verse 13, we find that God's people, rather than being fully obedient to what God had instructed them to drive out the Canaanites, make an accommodation with them. They let them stay and make them work for them. They settle, in other words, for partial obedience. But then, of course, partial obedience isn't obedience at all. But before we're tempted to start harumphing about their lack of spiritual obedience, we need to ask ourselves if we don't often fall into Israel's pattern. You see, Israel had done well in the initial conquest, in the united push under Joshua. But with the major crisis past, the time had now come for them to continue the work faithfully, little by little. And too often we, like Israel, relish the call for heroism more than to the call to daily, private endurance and obedience. We find being faithful in little, as Jesus called it, to be more annoying than satisfying. You see, our faith is not so much proved by our courage in a crisis as by faithfulness in the humdrum days of our daily life. The book of Judges later will show what a catastrophic mistake these folk make here, and we should learn from that. We should not just be spiritual starters, but spiritual finishers. So let me leave you with this wonderful prayer from Sir Francis Drake. O Lord God, when you give to your servants to endeavour any great matter, grant us to know that it is not the beginning, but the continuing of the same unto the end until it be thoroughly finished, which yields the true glory. Through him who for the finishing of your work laid down his life, our Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Amen.